This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States and the Taliban will sign an agreement on February 29th at the end of a week-long period of violence reduction in Afghanistan. Emir McCarthy reports for Reuters.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States and the Taliban will sign an agreement at the end of the month. After an official week-long period of violence reduction in Afghanistan begins at midnight on Friday, a spokesman for the Taliban said both sides would also make agreements for the release of prisoners. In a statement, Pompeo also said that the United States and the Taliban have held talks to arrange a political settlement in Afghanistan with an aim to reduce the American presence in the region. He said the agreement will be signed upon the successful implementation of an understanding with the Taliban on a significant and nationwide reduction in violence. It could represent a chance for peace in the country after years of war and nearly two decades of American troop presence.
That was Emir McCarthy reporting for Reuters. U.S. intelligence officials are warning Russia is making another bid to interfere in the presidential race. AP Sagar Magani reports.
They say it happened in 2016 and is happening again. Moscow meddling to help Donald Trump win. Three officials familiar with a closed-door briefing last week say the message was delivered to the House Intelligence Committee. President Trump last night went after the panel's chairman.
That little Adam Schiff, what a crooked politician.
The president has dismissed the intelligence community's assessment of Russian interference 4 years ago. A senior administration official says last week's briefing infuriated the president, who complained Democrats would use the information against him. A day later, he lit into National Intelligence Chief Joseph McGuire, and this week announced loyalist Rick Grenell will replace McGuire. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials are warning Russia is making another bid to interfere in the presidential race. AP Sagar Magani reports.
A new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds Democratic voters expressing generally positive views about all of the party's top presidential candidates. The poll finds Bernie Sanders gets the highest ratings nationally. 74% of Democratic voters surveyed say they have a favorable opinion of the Vermont senator. Former Vice President Joe Biden gets 67% favorable, Senator Elizabeth Warren 64%, and 58% for former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. About half expressed favorable opinions of billionaire Mike Bloomberg and Senator Amy Klobuchar, and nearly 40% for billionaire Tom Steyer. Of those candidates with the lower numbers, many respondents said they simply didn't know enough about them to have an opinion. Meanwhile, about 20% expressed negative opinions of Biden, Bloomberg, Warren, and Sanders. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Germany's government faced calls to toughen gun ownership laws and step up efforts to track far-right sympathizers after its worst mass shooting in decades. Soraya Ali reports for Reuters.
Philip Geilmann's daughter was shot dead on Wednesday. She was one of nine victims killed in one of Germany's worst mass shootings since World War II.
My child was murdered here. She was only 35 years old. She came here to eat a pizza and drink a Coke. And then she was shot down. I ask all of Hanau to understand what happened here. A tragedy.
The presumed killer belonged to a gun club and published a racist manifesto before opening fire at two shisha bars in Hanau. He is then believed to have killed himself and his mother. Questions are being raised across the country as to how a man with such views was able to buy the weapons. Chancellor Angela Merkel outlawed the sale of guns to members of extremist groups in October and ordered online platforms to inform police about hate content.
That was Soraya Ali reporting for Reuters. Popular support for far-right groups is growing in Germany, driven in part by a rise in immigration. At least five of the shooting victims were Turkish nationals. For more on this and other stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.